Hi, my name is Joe Binder. I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio team, and I'm going to walk through some of the new things we've added to LightSwitch in 2012. To get started here, we're going to just create a real simple application that tracks people and their favorite movies. So as with 2011, we can start by just creating a table. In this case, we'll call it person. We'll give that person a name. And we'll add another table to track their favorites. So we'll call this one favorite titles, and we'll create a relationship with our person entity. Now, one of the things we'd like to do is be able to pull in some movie information so we don't have to replicate all the movie titles inside our app. We could probably do this by pulling in information from something like Netflix. And with 2012, we've added the support to consume OData feeds inside your LightSwitch application. So it happens that Netflix has an OData feed, so we can just add that directly to our app. You'll see that there's a new option here for an OData service. Using a Rhea service, SharePoint list, or SQL database is still supported. Here I'm just going to put in the URL of the OData feed. It doesn't require any authentication. So then we'll just choose which tables inside the OData feed we want. Here I'd like to get the titles, so we'll pull that down. I'm going to just leave out any other information like the people or the genres. And LightSwitch is going to ignore any of the many-to-many relationships that are exposed on that feed. So we have our title pulled in here. And what I'd like to do now is just clean this entity up a little bit. So you can see that there's a URL that's exposed on the feed. And I can use the new URL type that LightSwitch 2012 added in order to link the Netflix entity back to Netflix, the website, to get more information about the title. You also see that there's an average rating here. This is a decimal. And I'd really like to be able to format this into something that is more human readable. Now, I happen to know that each rating is either going to be a single integer or a single decimal point, so something like 4.2. So in 2012, we've added a format pattern. And this is just a standard .NET format pattern that we can put on any numeric value. Here I'm going to say that there has to be a single number followed by at least one decimal place. Now we can go ahead and add our screens. Add a search screen for our new titles. And I'll also add a list and details screen for our people so we can start adding some people. And I'm going to include our favorites inside that list and details screen. So now when we run the application, the first thing that you'll see is that we've totally rewritten and revamped the UI that's included in LightSwitch apps. So unlike the previous UI, which had a lot of gradients, this is a much more modern looking, simplified UI that really intends to just strip away a lot of the UI treatments that we had in there previously. It's very simple. There's a top-level menu here that we can use to launch new screens. So if we want to launch our new people screen, we do that there. I can add myself as a person and save that out. I could also add a logo to the top of the app here. That's another common request we've heard on the forum, so that's now supported. But what I'd like to do now is go ahead and relate the people that are inside my app with the titles that are coming from Netflix. And we can do that with a LightSwitch virtual relationship. So if I go back to our favorite titles entity, I'm just going to create a relationship to the title, which is coming from Netflix. And now we've got the relationship created. So if we go ahead and now run our application again, you'll see that my list and details screen will allow me to create favorites for each individual person. So here's our person list in detail. I can click on myself, and now I can start adding favorites to this. While this is really powerful, we've also heard a lot of feedback that people not only want to consume OData feeds, but also produce OData feeds from their application. And a common scenario for this is just any case where you have data in your app that you want to share with other apps or other devices. So in Visual Studio 2012, you can now also publish your middle tier or server as an OData feed, which is consumable by any other app. We can demonstrate this by just running the application and browsing to the URL where it's running in IE. So you'll see that here's our OData feed, and then we can continue to drill into this just using standard URL redirection. And I could use things like Excel Power Pivot, any other client that's not .NET based, and so on, to continue drilling into this. Now, it would be nice if I could also expose my Lightswitch application on other devices, maybe things that don't support .NET today. The last thing that we've added here is the ability to create an HTML-based client. This is really a client that's intended to be a mobile, tablet-oriented client that will run on any modern browser. And you can really think of this client as a companion to the existing Silverlight desktop application. You can deploy both of them as a single deployment, and they're both going to talk to the exact same middle tier. So here we've added our new client, and we can use the same design time experience that we've gotten familiar with in 2011 to build desktop clients to build our mobile client. So here I'm just going to expose the list of people, and we can quickly run this and see our new client running. The list that we've created will run in any browser. It's very touch-oriented, so if I had a lot of people in my list here, I could use my finger to just flick through it the way most modern devices would expect their users to iterate through lists. Expect a lot more information on the HTML client and the mobile-oriented client in the coming months. This is not part of Visual Studio 2012, but it will be part of the wave of products that we're putting out around the 2012 timeframe. Now, the last thing I'm going to do here is just go ahead and publish my application, assuming that I've built it out. And what I can do that's new for 2012 is publish just the middle tier of my application. And this is really useful as an OData feed that I might want to share with other clients, for example, a device client that's not built with Lightswitch. I could just choose to publish the service only, and then the other clients would connect directly to that service. There's a lot more in Visual Studio 2012 that we'd like to go over. But please check out our blogs, our forums, or our Developer Center to get any more information on anything you've seen today. We've got a lot of resources up there. Thanks a lot.